People, great Biafrans, wherever you are in the world, we are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you from Radio Biafra here in Atlanta, in Georgia, in the United States of America. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I'm your host and director of Radio Biafra, and I'm pleased to say I have with me in the studio today our two dedicated brothers here in Atlanta, who has been working very, very hard to make sure that the news of Radio Biafra's presence in the United States is spread across all the communities here in Atlanta, all the Igbo Biafran communities here in Atlanta. Well, I'll be going to them in a short while to say hello to you. We are also very grateful for the work that our sister has been doing, Chidera Akabuo, in making sure that everything is coordinated properly and to be as it's meant to be. We are welcoming you wherever you are. We're saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening in any part of the world. This is Radio Biafra. It is past 7 p.m. in London, where we normally reside. It is past 2 p.m. here in Atlanta, in Georgia. It's also past 7 p.m. in Biafraland. We are saying thank you for joining us today. And please, we know that some of you are engrossed in your football. Some of you may not be listening to Radio Biafra this evening. So to those of you who are dedicated and who are listening, we are saying that indeed you are the truly chosen ones amongst us. Before I go to bring you the headlines, I'll go to our brothers to please say hello to you. Before I proceed, please, can you please say hello to our wonderful people, please?
Hello, Biafrans. My name is Martins Anusiam. I'm from Obasanjo. I welcome you to today's program, and I want you to know that we're doing everything to mobilize our people here in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, go ahead.
Hello, my name is Clayton Songoka from Amazing Iguana Local Government in Omuahe, Abia State. I want to use this opportunity to welcome all the Biafran sons and daughters, friends, to listen. Contribute on this effort. Biafra is coming to stay. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Yesterday was very good. I would say it ended very well because finally those of them around Atlanta in Georgia were woken up. We went to a few places. We went to a wedding ceremony, and we also went to Olu. Is it Old Olu or is it New Olu? Which one is it? Because I know that. It's just Olu people.
Just Olu people.
Yes, and we were welcomed, and they allowed me to address them, and they were very enthusiastic. Some of them were also clapping, almost all of them. So there are Biafrans here in Atlanta, we are pleased to say. It's just that the timing of the day is not conducive. So because of that, we have arranged to have another program this evening. And we are also asking, we are receiving some confirmation that there may be some breakages. And we are asking people to please refresh your browser. If you're having difficulties, try to refresh your browser. It will stabilize in a very short while. We had similar problems yesterday, even 2 days ago, and it was eventually cured. So we are asking you to refresh your browser. Thank you very much for that, and also tell your friends to do so. If you're on Facebook, if you're on Skype, anywhere you are, even on BlackBerry and also on WhatsApp, we're asking you to please tell your friends about Radio Biafra. Tell them that we are live on air right now, this very minute, this very second, and ask them to tune in. They can get us via our web portal, which is www.radiobiafra.co or www.radiobiafra. Of course, you can go through radiobiafralondon.com or indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org or belierhumanrights.org or freedomvoicemedia.com. So if it is breaking on one, please go to the other. You can get us at radiobiafra.co, belierhumanrights.org, freedomvoicemedia.com, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, and also peopleofbiafra.org. You can get Radio Biafra on your mobile phone, you can get Radio Biafra on your tablet, you can get Radio Biafra on your laptop, you can get Radio Biafra on your computer, and every other internet-enabled device. The telephone numbers to call, once again, it is important that you write this down. There are some showing, there is a number showing on the screen, on the top right-hand corner of your screen. We will also ask you to please take note of these numbers. They are very, very important in case you want to join us, and by whatever means you wish to do that. The number to take down is +1 404 7898 8976. Is a United States number. It is +1 404 7898 8976. If you want to get hold of us on Tango, the number to take down to add to your Tango list of contacts is +44, which is a UK number. We have this number especially for Tango and nothing else, please. It's +44 78 31 30 8376. Again, +44, that's for Tango, +44 78 31 30 8376. And for Viber, should you wish to contact us via Viber, please, the number to call is +44 758 171 2444. I repeat, that's for Viber only, is +44 758 171 2444. And for Skype, please, all you need to do is to add Radio Biafra. Tell your friends they can get us via Skype by just adding Radio Biafra only. Please remember that we're on Facebook. You can go to Facebook and ask for Radio Biafra London. That's all you need to do. Radio Biafra London. That is all you need to do. Is our screen having any problems here?
It's still showing the other number.
It's sure, yeah, that's fine. They can still call that number. We still have the number, don't we?
Yeah.
We still have the number, so they can still call that very number. But we are asking you to please, at the main studio line from now onwards here in Atlanta, Georgia, I wanted to say London, because I'm used to saying that, is +1 404 7898 8976. That is the principal number we want you to call. And also, we are on Twitter as well. Should you want to tweet us, or you wish to add Radio Biafra to your Twitter lineup, it is at Radio Biafra Live. That is our Twitter handle, at Radio Biafra Live. We welcome all our new members on Facebook, those who have worked very hard, Oluchi especially. She's worked very hard to add a lot of her friends onto Facebook. We congratulate her. We welcome her to the family of people that want to get Biafra in Truth and Honesty. That this is Radio Biafra in the United States and in Canada. We'll be going to Canada very, very shortly. We are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. We are asking you to join us as we go to bring you the news this afternoon from here. this evening from London and also evening time in Biafra land, where we come from. We are here to bring you Biafra in truth and honesty. There is no adulteration. There is not going to be any retreat. There won't be any surrender. It is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. There is no other way. We would not have it any other way than this way. It is very, very difficult. Those who have bastardized the name of Biafra has made it exceptionally difficult for us to try and cope, but we are moving ahead. Our headline this evening, on the 23rd of June in the year of our Lord 2013, via our live broadcast from Atlanta in Georgia in the United States, is that Islamic Boko Haram is now attacking mobile police camps. They are daring. They are now attacking mobile police camps in the northern part of the zoo called Nigeria. That is our headline this evening. We are also telling you that Ohanaeze Ndigbo is asking for the creation of more states. They are not asking for Biafra. They are asking for the creation of more states. That is what the news that we are also bringing to you this very afternoon. Also, that Theophilus Danjuma, those that know him, this was the man that killed Aguirre-Ronsi. Theophilus Danjuma is now saying that the problem in the country is bad leadership, that Nigerian leadership has failed the people. This is what the former defense minister, Theophilus Danjuma, is now saying. He was part of these people. He is now acknowledging that what they have done to the country is very ruinous, that they have failed in their years of looting the treasury, in their years of stealing money from the government. Now it is coming home to roost, because he has now openly acknowledged that Nigeria's leadership, or whatever is left of it, has failed the people they were meant to be serving. And here is the news in great detail. Fleeing members of the dreaded Islamic State Boko Haram on Thursday attacked a mobile police transit camp located in Limankara village in Borno State, killing yet more people. The pastor of a local church was said to be amongst those killed by the gunmen that attacked the village. If we recall, yesterday we reported that Boko Haram have now asked all Christians in Borno State and all other emergency rule affected areas to leave with immediate effect. The violent sect had last week killed 22 people, including children and fishermen, in a revenge attack in Maiduguri, where the offensive against them by special forces had reduced the attacks to the barest minimum. Some gunmen believed to be Boko Haram members had attacked fishermen, local tea sellers, and some residents at Alau River near Maiduguri, where the killing continued. The insurgents also attacked a private school, which is Ansaruddin Private Primary School and Secondary School at Jajeri, a suburb of Maiduguri, where they killed 7 pupils, writing the National Examination Council, and 2 other teachers. Limankara, a farming border community between Borno and Adamawa, was said to be a safe haven for residents of Gwoza in Borno, who fled from the ongoing military onslaught on members of the sect. The community is 10 kilometers from Gwoza, which has a mobile police training school. The refugees were said to be waiting for the security situation in Gwoza to normalize before going back to their homes when they were attacked in Limankara. Though the report could not be confirmed because telephone services had been cut in the three northeastern states of Adamawa, Borno, and Yobe, the executive director of Stephanos Foundation, Mr. Mark Libdo, told correspondents on Friday that an authoritative source confirmed the incident to him. He said, reports say that Limankara community of Borno, Adamawa border, was attacked by men of Boko Haram on Thursday. The sources said that some people were killed during the attack. One of those killed was a pastor in the community. There is mayhem, there is war going on in the northern part of the zoo called Nigeria, and it's our duty to try and report that to you as it is happening. We are also reporting this evening that the former defense minister and one of the rulers of Nigeria, the owner of a lot of oil blocks from where he doesn't come from, the former defense minister, Lieutenant General Theophilus Danjuma, retired, said on Saturday in Zaria, Kaduna State, that Nigerian leaders had failed the nation. Danjuma, who said this on his conferment with the traditional title of Jarama Zazawu by the emir of Zazawu, Shehu Idris, also lamented that the Nigerian nation and its economy, we are now in tatters. We are telling Danjuma this evening that there was no time in the history of the fraud called Nigeria that their economy was in a sound nick. It's never happened before. He added that the nation was in need of patriotic elders that could use their wisdom to give to the country the much-needed direction. Maybe they're beginning to copy with Biafrans as well. He's not talking about patriotic elders. They've never mentioned it before because we now have Council of Elders. Nigeria want to copy us because what we are doing seems to be working. According to him, the confused nature of Nigerians is a clear indication of failure on the part of the leaders. This man is confessing to the world that Nigerians are confused people. That Nigerians are confused, coming from Danjuma himself, the owner of a lot of wealth, the looter of the treasury. These people have made so much money, they don't know what to do with it. He is now coming out to confess. Maybe he's about to die. Who knows? Danjuma also took a swipe on the North, saying that in a highly competitive world, Northern children were missing out in qualitative and functional education, adding that poverty had become the lot of Northerners. Poverty has become the lot of Northerners when they have stolen 83% of the entire wealth belonging to the country. He urged Northern leaders to talk less, as according to him, they were talking too much and doing less for the development of the North. He's asking them to urgently put their house in order so that they can overcome various challenges. He is not talking about Nigeria overcoming their own challenges. He's talking about them in the North overcoming their own challenges. These are the things that some of the Igbo politicians ought to be able to learn. These are some of the things that some other Biafran politicians and leaders ought to be able to learn. These people are talking about their own interests, their own Northern Nigerian interests, not the interest of Nigeria. He went on to say that this is the time for elders to be circumspect and temperate in their utterances. It is not in our character as Northerners. He is purely talking about his own people. So when they come to you and tell you about one Nigeria and the need to preserve the sovereignty and sanctity of Nigeria as one nation, please go back to what they say time and time again. He is making reference to only the North. He is not talking about the entire Nigeria. He's just talking about the northern people, the northern part of Nigeria, what they have to do to get along, not talking about the entire country. He's not mentioning about poverty in the South. He's not mentioning about poverty in the West. All he is concerned about is poverty where he comes from and how they can even loot yet more money. We are telling them this evening that himself, T.Y. Danjuma, Umaru Diko, Buhari, Babangida, Atiku, and all the rest have been looting the treasury for very many years, Dangote included. They have the resources, they have the money to invest to make their life better for their own people. And these are the type of sort of men that Boko Haram should be going for. They are the ones causing their problems. They are the ones stopping you, Boko Haram fighters, from getting your own Islamic State in the North. Here at Radio Biafra, we support you 100% in your quest in looking for an Islamic Sharia State in the northern part of the zoo called Nigeria. These are the people stopping you. And here is what they've had to say even more. Danjuma wanted to say that it is most appropriate and gratifying that I am receiving this honor in Zaria, where I spent some of my formative years. Zaria was one of the few northern cities that first opened her gates to pioneer missionaries in northern Nigeria, which is why Wusasa had become the second home of many northern Christian leaders. Because, of course, his name is Theophilus. He's a Christian, but he killed Aguironsi, who is a Christian. He has been serving the northern Islamic masters so faithfully for very many, many years. Now he is speaking out, and I'm sure he's about to die. That is why he's making all these confessions. Zaria has therefore, he continued to say, distinguished itself as a beacon of religious tolerance, peaceful coexistence, and educational advancement in Nigeria, and especially northern Nigeria. It urgently needs to recapture the spirit of Zaria, the spirit of knowledge, tolerance, harmony, peace, and prosperity. We don't know the Zaria that this man is talking about. Is it the same Zaria that Igbo people, that Biafrans are being slaughtered almost on a monthly basis that he's talking about? He's talking about people having the knowledge, tolerance, harmony, peace, and prosperity. These are not the characteristics that are synonymous with existence in the northern part of Nigeria. This is the calamitous statement of a man who is about to die. Maybe he is now beginning to offer his confessions. He has a lot of oil blocks. The northern part of Nigeria, the Hausa Fulani controlled northern part of Nigeria, controls 83% of all the resources in the country. Yet he's having the temerity to open his mouth to tell us that they're very, very poor. That is the type of fraud we are witnessing in that country. People steal, loot, and cheat. They come out in the public to utter all manner of garbage. This is Theophilus Danjuma, who killed Agu Ironsi in very cowardly circumstances in Ibadan in 1966. The Igbo socio-cultural group Ohanaeze has renewed its call for the creation of at least one more state in the Southeast geopolitical zone. The publicity secretary of Ohanaeze, Mr. Tony Ogana, told Sunday Punch that the group had been in support of all applications for a new state in the Southeast, insisting that the National Assembly needed to create at least a new state in the zone for equity's sake. He said, "Nobody can say we are asking for too much because we are demanding the creation of one or two more states in the Southeast, Northeast, North Central, Southwest, and South South. All have six states each. Northwest have seven states. Why should Southeast have only five? You should know that when you go to Abuja to go and collect money and sell your birthright, that is why you only have five states. If you had insisted on having six states, they would have given it to you long time ago." These are our headlines this evening. This is Radio Biafra coming to you from Atlanta here in Georgia. Please, 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 whatever you do, remember that the number to call if you want to join our conversation, when we have heard from our brothers Martin and Cletus, is that the number to call will be +1 404 78 98 8976. I'll repeat that. It is +1 404 78 98 8976. If you can, please disregard the number you are seeing on the screen. If this number is not there, any other number there should be disregarded, or else this number I've just read out is the number to call. For Tango, if you have Tango on your laptop or on your smartphone, the number to call to add onto your Tango list is +44 78 31 30 8376. And on Viber, please, if you have Viber on your phone, is +44 75 81 71 2444. And on Skype, it is just add Radio Biafra to your contact list. And if you're on Twitter, you want to follow us on Twitter, it is at Radio Biafra Live. Now, this is Radio Biafra coming to you from Atlanta in Georgia. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I'm your host here, and I have with me in the studio today our brother Cletus, as well as Martin, who has been doing a lot of work, taking us around and us looking at places and getting the message of our presence in Georgia across to all our brethren. I will now go to them I'll start with Martin to please tell us what he makes of the headlines we presented, what his thoughts and his opinions are, what his views are, and what he's taking away from it in terms of moving the whole Biafran agenda forward. What have we learned from this? What are our people likely to learn from it as we proceed on our presentation this evening, please?
I think I will start with Ohanaeze Ndibo. Ohanaeze is not representing our people. They don't represent us very well. And all they do is talk and talk. This creation of state has been going on for many years now, and is getting nowhere. We need Biafra, not more states. We need Biafra. When we get Biafra, we can organize ourselves the way we want. And I have a warning for Ohanaeze Ndibo. I made this statement yesterday, and I will repeat it again. That Hausa, Fulani, Yoruba oligarchs are skilled in political intrigues, craftiness, and deceit. There is no way you can be in one Nigeria and survive as Igbo. The Igbo nation is going down, and only few of you, the governors, the criminal governors in Biafra land, and you, Ohanaeze people, are the people benefiting at the suffering of your own people. And you should be ashamed of yourselves. We are not talking about states. We are talking about the actualization of Biafra. And for Danjuma, who talks about the problem of leadership failure in Nigeria, well, the late Professor Chinua Achebe told you this long time ago. And because of your bad leadership skills, he went abroad and stayed there until he died. Now you're waking up to tell the world that the problem of Nigeria is leadership. Well, we knew this all along, because after the war, even before the war, there was no leadership at all. You were there when you slaughtered the Igbo people in Northern Territory, and you did nothing.
And he's a Christian. He's
and you're a Christian, and you killed your own fellow Christians. And now you're telling us, after you have stolen our resources, enacted unjust decrees to steal the property of the people and seize their oil, and now the oil is gushing off your nostrils, and now you're talking about leadership failure. Well, thank you for informing us that you failed, and you will continue to fail. Now, Biafra is coming to stay and must stay, and that's what we want you to know.
Isn't it ironic that he's using the word council, he's using the word elders, for their elders to come together, which goes to show that these men listen to Radio Biafra, and they can't even hold themselves back from using the type of language that people would normally associate with Radio Biafra. Now he's talking about elders in the north, when we are now beginning to talk about the council of elders for our people.
Yes. Well, they have a lot to learn from the Biafrans. We will not leave our lives in your hand, and I tell you today that I will trust the council of elders of the indigenous Biafran people. We believe in them, and we will stand with them, and we are going to support them until we achieve our goal. Over to you.
Thank you very much. Yes, I'm pleased. What has caught your view, your eye, your opinion? What do you make of the headlines we're presenting this evening, please? Or this afternoon from Atlanta. It's evening in Biafra and in London, but from here in Atlanta, I'm still trying to get used to the whole thing. I was a bit more, even more confused when a former calls me in the past from Australia and telling me that he's about to go to bed when I'm getting up early in the morning. It's even now even more confusing that people are in the evening in London and I'm in mid-afternoon here in Atlanta in Georgia. Please go ahead.
Okay, I'm Clayton Songoka here in the studio, Radio Biafra. At the beginning of the creation of a state in Nigeria during the military regime, they knew that, you know, Biafran, we are more even populated than the south, even the southwest, and some of the northern states. They knew what they are doing. They're giving Biafran land 5 states, you know, that's a way of letting us down, marginalized, for our elders now, you know, to come up demanding for additional state. They shouldn't have, you know, asked for this. For equity and the fairness, they should have done that, you know, from the beginning. And the time is up now. We cannot give up. And for the two, Dan Juma, he said that, was it last year? He said it last year, that he has so much money, even doesn't know what to do with the money.
That's what he said, yes.
He said that last year. And for him to come up again, saying that, you know, Northern State is poorer than the South. I mean, if we acquire those wealth, why can't they use some of the money and open up factories, open up schools, and start development over there? You know, and not even only him, all the Northern elites, you know, they have 85% of oil block.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
You know, they do. But how many Biafrans have oil block? Has anyone seen
what oil block looks like? I don't even know what it looks like.
I can't even think of any.
I don't know what it looks like.
I don't know how it looks like.
To start with.
So, for them to come up now and try to say they will blame the leadership, you know, that's why Nigerians are mad at the what is going on now is ridiculous because of the failure of the leaders. He's one of the leaders.
Of course,
so he cannot come now and exclude himself from the leadership. You know, so all we should know is we're calling all Biafran sons and daughters, friends and well wishers to support this process. Radio Biafra is fighting for defense of freedom for all Biafrans, and Time is now. No, we cannot give up.
We are not going to give up. I think we are joined by Dr. Egemba via Skype. Doctor, are you there, please? Can you confirm your presence, please? Dr. Egemba, can you hear me? I don't think he can. Dr. Egemba, can you hear us? This is Radio Biafra from our studios here in Atlanta. Can you hear me?
Yes, I am here listening loud and clear. Good afternoon. Yes, I can hear you.
Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead, Dr. Egemba, we can hear you. Go ahead on Skype.
Yes, Nandi, I can hear you.
Then go ahead, we are listening. We are waiting for you to go ahead. I don't think he's... Can you hear us?
Yes, Nandi. Yeah, good evening, everyone.
Dr. Egemba, we can...
Right. Yes, let me start with Ohaneze. Just as one of the persons said before, what Ohaneze is saying is that the creation of more states in the Southeast is it now that they know about it. As a matter of fact, if they can take a bribe of 5 billion naira from the presidency to support the political ambition of Jonathan Goodluck. Now, it is important that Ohaneze, they should tell Igbo people how much money they have collected to stop the creation of additional states in the Southeast. Because all along, everybody knows that, just as the contributor there said, that Ohaneze is not representing anybody. The only thing they are good at is to collect money in order to stop anything that will be coming to Igbo land. In fact, Ohaneze is the greatest stumbling block we have in the East, we have in Igbo land. Without Ohaneze, I think we will be able to negotiate better. Maybe governors or other pressure groups will be able to negotiate better. Ohaneze is using their position as a collective bribery negotiating mechanism with the government. Whatever that comes to the South is they would negotiate as a block and say, are we allowing this or where are we not allowing this? And then with the Northerners or the Yorubas or anybody that can be able to offer them anything, give them money, they will sell what supposed to come to us. They will sell it out to other areas of the country. This is in a way one of the reasons why we have not been attracting much federal government investment in the Southeast. Most of it is attributable to the criminal activities of the so-called leaders, both at the political level and the social cultural level, which Ohaneze represents. So we hold Ohaneze responsible for the non-creation of additional state in the Southeast, and they should come and tell us what they have been doing with the money they have collected. And besides, even if they want to create 100 states in the Southeast, that is their problem. We are not interested in any states at all, in the creation of more states. We want Biafra. The earlier they start to realize this, the earlier they start to identify with the wishes of the people, the better for them. But most of them there knows that they are sold by death. Their political lives are almost over. They are doing everything possible to cling to power and whatever they can get as a fallout from the federal government. They will do everything possible to get it for their own private, personal, selfish reasons. It's rather unfortunate that they have been siphoning what is meant for the Igbo people for their own private, selfish ends. That, let me stop for there for now. Ohaneze has been the greatest disappointment in the Southeast.
Yes, they have been, which is rather very, very sad. At a time when they are killing our people, at a time when we expect them to show leadership, what they are talking about is creation of yet more states. The ones that were created, they can't even hold local government elections in them to start with. So I cannot see the viability or the... They say, oh, it's for allocation. It's for allocation for one other person as well, and his family, and his few cronies. Even if you create another state, the Hausa family people will even make money out of it. Because they will tell you, if your allocation is 20 billion a month, you have to give us half of that money and take half. So the whole thing is a mess anyway. It doesn't really matter if you create one state, 1,000 states. After all, we are developing under Dr. Michael Okpara when it was one, the Eastern region. Is that correct? We had more development as the Eastern region than now you have states mushrooming from left, right, and center that is not even up to one ward or one county here in the United States, or one local government or one county council in England. It's regrettable and very, very sad. And our people can see it. When you see people who claim that they are learned talking about the creation of state as if to say that our entire existence, our entire developmental capacity or ability rests in the creation of one tiny additional state, a fiefdom for one criminal to inhabit, you begin to wonder what type of God made these people. We don't need more states. We need Biafra. That's what we need.
That's what we need. I saw a headline a few days ago, and it was a Yoruba.
Yeah, please, doctor, stay where you are. Stay where you are. Stay where you are. Go ahead.
It was a Yoruba man, I think one of their politicians, and the headline said that creating more states in Nigeria, even one more state, will cause the whole federal government of Nigeria to collapse. There will not be any money to run the system.
Who was saying this?
I didn't read the article, but I just saw the headline. So I don't know whether some of you saw the same headline. I didn't have time to read it. But what I'm saying is that the Yorubas can steal billions upon billions of dollars every month from Nigeria's coffers, but they don't have money to create one additional state for the Southeast. That's what the Yoruba man was saying. So he does not want equity for our people. They don't care about what happens to the Igbo people and to the Biafran people. So this is why it is clear that we do not want Nigeria. There is no equity. There is no fairness. There is no justice. We are tired and sick of it. So, and I will not support anything that allows the existence of Nigeria.
Yes, and so do some of us. We will not allow anything that. But for me personally, I don't mind or care if the Yorubas want to get into bed with the Hausa people and have one loving Nigeria. That is their business. All we are asking them to do is to let us go. That we do not wish to be a part of the nonsense that they are up to. We do not wish to be a part of the crap that they are getting up to. And if you're joining us, that this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you today, this afternoon, from Atlanta in Georgia in the United States, that the message has gotten through to our people. I believe it has gotten through to our people now, isn't it?
Yes.
The presence of Radio Biafra here in Atlanta has gotten through to our people. And they are promising to respond in very grand style. Some are even saying that there may be need for Radio Biafra to return to Atlanta again so they can show us their hospitality. Let's take this call, please. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, can you hear us? Give us your name and where you are. I don't think they can. Onyeka Chukwu, can you hear us? The caller on Skype, can you hear us? I don't think they can. Maybe you're better off calling us back on the phone. You can't hear us. It's counting, but you cannot hear us. Yes, please, Clay, what do you have to add to our deliberations?
Yeah,
yes, especially this creation of more states is something that we need to deal with, because a lot of people think that creating more state or additional state is somehow going to solve our problem. Is it?
I don't think it will solve our Biafran problem, you know. But I understand where they're coming from. They want equity and the fairness. That's why Ahanese is demanding that. But what were they doing from the beginning, in the first place? This creation of say it could have been from the beginning. If they give other states 6 states, Biafran should have gotten 6 states from the beginning. But for now, I don't know if the federal government giving the Ahanese money, they're sharing the money. That's why they didn't give us 6 states. They gave us 5 from the beginning. But that's not what we're asking now. We're asking for Biafra. And their hope and they urge the Ahanese people to support this cause we are fighting now, to have our own country called State of Biafra, so that we don't have anything to do with the zoo called Nigeria.
Yes.
I think that's all I can say for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but that is valid. I mean, that is the view of some of us. How about the attack? If we look at critically the attack that the Boko Haram is carrying out in their own country, we must say that Boko Haram is fighting for the preservation of their country. What are we likely to do? What can we? Any lessons for us to learn? Because they did not go out to begin to fight. They didn't come out to make too much noise. The one day came and they just started. They started killing people, and we are now begging them for amnesty. Why are we docile? Is there anything we can do to wake up the spirit of our people to be a part of what we're doing, which is what Radio Biafra is all about anyway?
Well, Boko Haram is fighting for their rights, you know. I allow them, if they want to have their Sharia country, let them go and have their Sharia country. What I'm against, you know, is killing innocent Christians, forcing people to Islamize, you know. That's against against a culture in any way, in any country or developed world, you know. But since, you know, they want to have their own country, let them go and they have their own country. But the elites, you know, because they know so much money they are making, you know, Babangida, Abu, Atiku, Serimo, Lutanjuma, and they name them, they know how much they are making. They are against them having their own country, because they know they, as soon as they have their own Sharia country, they won't be getting oil block from the Biafran land. So they should have their own country, you know. But the only way, they are going it in the right wrong way by killing innocent souls. They should demand what they are asking for from the UN or from Nigerian government. They want to have their own country. Then let them go to their separate ways, as Biafrans now are demanding. We want to be our own, have our own country, but, you know, so there's no other two ways in about it. Biafra is coming to stay.
It's coming to stay, and we must remind our listeners this evening, those who are not aware, that Biafra is in court with Nigeria. Our case is in court with Nigeria. We are hoping to challenge Nigeria once again on Tuesday, the 25th of June. Our attorney and the lead counsel for Biafra, Barrister Emeka Adolf Emekesiri, is in Biafra land preparing himself and the team for this monumental legal tussle coming up on Tuesday. We must tell you that the Nigerian side is asking for the case to be thrown out of court, for they are questioning the jurisdiction of the court to hear the case or the merit of it. And we are saying to them, if you don't want to hear it, then we'll go somewhere else and have it heard. But we are pushing ahead with our legal tussle. We are pushing ahead with making sure that Biafra comes into existence in the shortest possible time. That this is Radio Biafra, if you're just joining us for the very first time. Martin, you picked up the Bible. Is there anything you want to do Bible study with us? We started yesterday, but it didn't quite work out very well. You see, I'm not a priest. I said that we Bible study and I forgot in the process. If I was a priest, I would have remembered that I mentioned the Bible.
Yes, I wanted to comment on the Boko Haram insurgency. This has come about because of the failed policies that the northern Nigerian rulers imposed on Nigeria in order to dismantle the Biafran people.
Yes, please. This is Radio. We're taking a call on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Yes, the caller on Skype, who can hear you very well. Can you hear us? This is Radio Biafra. Hello. We can hear you very well. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you very well. Can you hear us? I don't know what is happening to Skype today. Can you hear us? I don't think they can. Please call us back. I don't think they can. But we spoke to Dr. Gemba very, very clear and loud, and there wasn't any problem. We don't know what the problem is. Please go ahead, Martin. You were saying something about Boko Haram and the Bible. What's the relationship between Boko Haram and the Bible?
Well, what I'm saying is that the whole thing about Boko Haram started with unjust policies of Nigeria, because everything Nigeria was doing was to keep our people down. And then from time to time they allow violence, they instigate violence against the Biafrans, especially the Igbos in northern Nigeria, and then the Igbo people will lose their businesses in northern Nigeria. They will destroy it, they will rampage and burn things down and kill innocent people. But Nigerian federal government does nothing about the violence.
Yes, well, let's see if they do something now. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, this is Eze. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Eze from Dallas, Texas. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. This is Radio Biafra in Atlanta, in Georgia, United States. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to give a little contribution about the issue of Ohanaeze Ndigbo.
Yes.
I think Ohanaeze Ndigbo is coming to an end. As far as they will have the elders of the indigenous people of Biafra now, I think they are going to take over Ohanaeze Ndigbo. What I want to contribute in this regard, if the elders of the indigenous people of Biafra can be able to open their offices in all the whole states of Igbo land, and also to a little rally, which they accept those prominent leaders will lead those rally against what Nigeria is doing against the people of Biafra, I think this will send a clear message to all the Igbo and Biafran people that this is our leaders. And that will come to the end of Ohanaeze Ndigbo. Let him just lead a rally against the Nigerian and the people of Biafra. That will be the end of Ohanaeze Ndigbo. People will know this is our leaders.
You have made a very valid point, which I will convey as a matter of urgency to the offices of the elders of the indigenous people of Biafra. The suggestions you made are very, very valid. It's quite astonishing that we've not even thought about it in those regard. Is that the opening of offices in every state capital will be appropriate, and also the announcement of a rally to come very shortly will also be in order. So what you're saying is essentially correct. It is right, and it is something that we are going to take on board. I can assure you that as soon as we finish this program, we'll be contacting the deputy leader of the Council of Elders to put the suggestions to them for deliberation on Tuesday, because the Council of Elders will be meeting on Tuesday after the court hearing. They'll be meeting to have their monthly meeting, as the case may be, and I expect them to ratify this very recommendation and approach you have brought to us today. Thank you very much. You are in Texas, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, we are coming to Texas. I'm sure you're aware of that. And if your opportunity...
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Yes, we would like you to...
I'm aware of that.
You should be a part of the program as well. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a very good suggestion, isn't it? So that they can have presence in all the states and people can take their petition. And there's a lot of things we can do. And that is why supporting Radio Biafra is key. Supporting Radio Biafra is paramount, because at Radio Biafra, we have so many things to do. We have said it before, if you don't want to support us, you're asking us indirectly to go and start stealing. That's what you want us to do, because we're not going to abandon this very struggle that we're in. If you think that by withholding support I will abandon it, you are mistaken, because nothing is going to stop us. When our leader, the late General Chukwuemeka Odumegwu Ojukwu, said that even the stones and the grass will rise to fight, he meant it, both metaphorically and literally, because here we are today, fighting this very battle with everything at our disposal. Let us try and see if our Skype can take this call. No, it cannot take it. Please, Onyedika Chukwu, we cannot take your call. We don't know what is happening. Onyedika Chukwu Ezemba, your call is not coming through for some strange reason. We don't know what it is. We'll try and rectify it. We'll even try to call you back ourselves if we think that is going to rectify or solve the problem. Please, you know the number to get Radio Biafra on. Let us try and see if we can take this call also. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear us, the caller on Skype? The caller on Skype, can you hear us?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear us? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear us? The caller on Skype, can you hear us? No, they can't. We don't know what is happening to Skype. We don't know what is happening. We hope they'll be able to come back. Do we have somebody on the phone? They have dropped the phone. Yes, Chidera is helping us with the phone, making sure that all the calls do come in. We are asking those that called on Skype to please try and call us back, please. Martin was saying something about the Bible. I'm interested to know the relationship between Boko Haram and the Bible.
Okay, I was saying before that all the violence that erupted in northern Nigeria, year after year. One will erupt in Maiduguri, the next month one erupts in Zaria or Kaduna or Kano or Zamfara or wherever.
Is we have a caller on Skype. Is the caller there, please? The caller on Skype.
Hello.
Yes.
Brother Namde.
One normal. Give us your name and where you are. Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My brother, my name is Osito Okeke, calling from Thailand.
Osito Okeke from Thailand. God bless you and the wonderful people of Thailand. We spoke to Pastor Levi a short while ago. He told us what is happening in Thailand, which gladdened our hearts so much. Please go ahead. We would like to say the whole world is listening. Please go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, brother, I must thank God for your journey mercy to the U.S., you know. It's not easy.
Thank you.
And I thank you again for your marvelous work for our people.
Yes.
That I don't know what we forbid. I don't know what we fordo without you. Without God using you as a Biafran freedom people, you know, to waking us up. You are really waking us, our people, up. We are really trying everything possible to wake our people up, to let us realize that we are into a mess all these years, you know.
Yes.
So we thank you so much for all your marvelous work which God is using you, because we all know that it's not your power. We see it as a God's time, you know.
Yes, I agree. So, God's time is here. Yes. Go ahead.
I thank you so much, and I also thank God for everything that is doing, because I want to put here as a chineke jiake and emeranyi this thing, because I am not anyone in this kind of bondage. We are all blind. I must tell you, our people, we are all blind, and we totally forgot where we came out from. You know, we have been passing. Our sons are in one of Nigeria. They were happy. You know.
Yes.
So, but we come to realize our mistake and where we come from and what we are capable to do.
Yes.
You know. So I'm also thank all our people, all our listeners all over the world, and by God's grace here in Thailand we are all trying our best, you know. By God's grace, this weekend, this month ending, we are planning an Anambra meeting. Like I told you last time, we have an Anambra meeting here. We have a Imo State meeting. We have a Enugu State meeting. And by special God's grace, before month of this end month ending, we are all gonna have meeting, and by one, me personally, Osito Okeke, I'm from Anambra State, Umuze, and I'm going to meet the whole general meeting manager, the whole chairman of the meeting, by myself. I have created a page here for Thailand people to come in, to invite my fellow Thailand. We have a lot of chairman here. We have a lot of people, a lot of men, Biafran men who have companies, who have all the things to reclaim Biafra. But they are all afraid. When I talk to them, when I explain to them, they tell me to go and sit down. They tell me to talk that bullshit and get out. You know, they see it as a crazy. They see it as maybe Hanatina Mua Bonya Mua Namesegawa Muna Kiri Kiri.
Is understandable.
So, please, I still ginger them. I still telling them that Biafra is for real. That Biafra have gone. That we are waking up. That God have delivered us from the hand of bondage, which we are in Nigeria. I thank God for this opportunity that given to us. I telling them that Biafra and Nigeria is in the court right now. They don't seem to understand it. They're still very far from what we are understanding from you. You know, they're still very far. You know, when you tell our people have forgotten our land. Our people have forgotten our home. You know, they are very, very far from when I'm telling them. I thank God that many of them have focused. Many of them have followed this program. Through me, I welcome, if you go to Facebook, I welcome everybody, almost all the Igbos I know, all the Biafran guys I know in Thailand. I'm going to invite them to Facebook. Yes. So, like yesterday program, I tried to call, but Skype is not going through yesterday. I tried to reach your number in Atlanta. I cannot get you. Sometimes Thailand, the network is somehow bad, and our weather here is not good also, you know. And today I thank God that I can get you through in Skype. About our people in Atlanta and America, you know, they don't eat anything that make them forget our people, all our land. It's not hamburger that make them anything. It's all about self-decision. It's all about self-decision and self-understanding, you know. Please, we are not going to stop, and we are not going to be looking at anybody. We are not going to be waiting for anybody. We are not going to be pleading for anybody, you know. All I know is that this which God have started, that which God have started, he's going to end it in glory. He's not going to end it in halfway. Yeah. And we are not going to beg anybody. You know, God is going to complete this which he have started. And I know that. Well, I can feel that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very, very much for calling. Our brother is full of enthusiasm, which we welcome. That is our brother. He's calling from Thailand, and we welcome his views and his contributions, which we think is marvelous, and we'll continue to proceed. I'm not going to take any more calls. I want to know the relationship between Boko Haram and the Holy Scriptures. Please, go ahead.
Okay, so I was saying before that all the violence that had erupted in parts of northern Nigeria and all directed against the Igbos, destruction of Igbo property, killing and maiming of our people. What is the response to all these things by the Nigerian government other than the setting up of useless panels? The panels submit reports to the federal government of Nigeria, and that would be the end of the panel. The report, nobody knows what happens to it. Nobody is arrested. Nobody is punished for the murder and destruction of property of belonging to Biafran people.
We'll come to that in a minute. Let us try and attempt to take this call, please. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear us? The caller from Ontango, can you hear us? The caller on Tango, can you hear that? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? I don't think they can. Can you hear me? No, they can't. Let's go to one on Skype. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Joseph Obiola. I'm calling from Sweden.
Joseph Obiola from Sweden. The whole world is listening. And this is Radio Biafra from Atlanta in Georgia in the United States. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Nand. I wanted to say a very big thanks to your good doing of gingering all our brother in Atlanta and those in America also, and all over the world. And at the same time, I'm also pleading to you to ginger also our brother here in Sweden, all the Biafran brothers here in Sweden. Some of them are not seem to believe that this Biafra is real, that we are going to get Biafra. Some of them coming up with their promises at the light end time, they are backing out. So please, I want you to help us to more talk about Sweden, to let them believe that this is for real, not something that there is no fraud thing on it. It's something that we need to do, come together, put our mind together to be able to get Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And before you go, let me ask you, do you know Ngozi in Ngozi and her husband who are coordinating Sweden? I think they're in Stockholm. Have you heard about them?
Of course. I'm working hand to hand with them because we have 10 members before. That and out of 10 members, that's...
Hello? We may have lost him. We are asking him to please try and call us back to tell us, because I'm very happy to hear that our sister and her husband is involved in his thinking in terms of our people in Sweden. If it means Radio Biafra having to come to Sweden to wake them up, then so be it. The same way we have woken up Atlanta, the same way that they were cheering and clapping yesterday, we can also come to Sweden and do the same thing, because we are marching ahead. We are not relenting. We are moving forward, and everything we want, we are going to get, not by our strength, not by our might, not by our power, but by the word of the Most High himself, the Lord God Jehovah. We are trying to see if we can connect with our brother who is trying to get hold of us once again. But please, if you are finding it very difficult doing so, please do try and call us back on the phone if that is possible. The number remains the same. The number to call remains the same. And that is +1 404 78 98 8976. That is the number to call if you want to get hold of Radio Biafra. It is +1 404 404. I'll repeat, +1 404 78 98 8976. That is the number to call if you wish to join us. We must now proceed to finalize this. Is that, are you trying to tell us that violence is a part of these people, Martin? Is that what you're telling us this evening? And is that supported by what is written in the Bible?
Their religion supports violence against the innocent. It is quite clear to me in the way they have, at least they have practiced it openly. And then I will go back to what I was saying before, that no arrests were made of those that destroy Igbo property and kill Igbo people and other Biafrans. No punishment, no justice for their losses. So by allowing this impunity, the Nigerian government allowed what now developed into Boko Haram. So you see young people in northern Nigeria, they are imams, they are political leaders, they will instigate violence against the Igbos. So this has been going on and on and on. And this is now, Boko Haram has gotten out of control. And the Nigerians' inability to control violence and institute justice for all has led to this impunity and this Boko Haram mess.
Yes.
So they brought this on themselves. But now I want to share this scripture with you. For those of you who don't understand why we need Biafra and why Biafra must stand, if you have your Bible, I want you to go to the book of Acts, chapter 17, and I'm going to read verses 24 to 26. It says, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with man's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing that he giveth to all life and breath.
Hello.
And all things.
Yes, let's take this call. Please. Yes, this is Radio Biafra. We are here in Atlanta, in Georgia. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are this afternoon or evening, wherever you may be.
Hello. Hello, good evening. This is Carol Monday in London.
Yes, Carol, you're welcome to the program. Thank you for
Hello,
calling.
Hello, can you hear me?
Very well, loud and clear, please. So is the whole world. Please go
That's
ahead.
Okay. Yes, I'm shouting.
You know, you may have to shout.
Good evening to everybody in Atlanta. It's nice. Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Please
We're
go ahead.
Up. It's a bad line.
It's a bad line, but please go ahead. We can hear you. Go ahead.
No. Yes, I'm very glad to hear you in Atlanta and to all the members in Atlanta there. Today I've also spoken to a gentleman in Texas that will be looking for you tomorrow. I know that you're down there in the next couple of days.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we're in Atlanta. So you're speaking to some people in in Texas. Is that what you're saying? You're speaking to some people in Texas?
Yes, those in there's another website, Disparo in Canada. There's a few members on there that have caught up now with Radio Biafra. I know that there's many members in the world that have heard of Radio Biafra yet and are just starting to hear us now. This is why we've always been plugging, invite all your friends on the Facebook forum, etc. But the name of Radio Biafra must spread, so that we can raise the millions for the Million Man March, and this is very important, and I must stress that everybody must introduce Radio Biafra. I mean, I stop people in the street. This is something we must be plugging, like the gentleman the other day who said he does flyers at church and all these things. This is what we must encourage, that people hear your name, because it's only as I go through different websites, I'm finding members in other states. Now you're in America, and you'll be able to bring them out into, you know, and to give us their views and debates on these subjects, because I'm hearing now that you're saying about the violence and of what you believe that the people are violent, this gentleman is saying.
Yes, they are people of violence, but the thing is that you know, some people are very comfortable outside Biafraland. They are very comfortable outside Nigeria. Some people have settled in various parts of the world, in Japan, in Australia, in Europe, in Malaysia, all over the place. So people are very, very comfortable. Trying to tease them away from their comfort zone to think about other people who are less
privileged. Yes, even though that they've left and that they are comfortable, we still have an ability to look for those others in the world that are suffering. And in Nigeria, the people are suffering. And these are your kin. This is not, you know, this. I'm English, but this is your kin. The Igbo people, Biafrans that your kin down there are really ruling. They're suffering in Nigeria. The politics in Nigeria is so bad. Today I was listening about a 46-year-old man who jumped into the sea and held on just underneath the propeller of a ferry to try and get to Spain. People are desperate to get out of that hellhole. I hear every day, I get messages every day, people begging me to get them out of there. Because, yes, you know, and this is not the way forward. The way forward now is to free Biafra out of Nigeria. And the only way that we are able to do that is that those in diaspora come forward and say, okay, I'm going to help my brothers and sisters. The same way I cannot stand suffering, because I know that there's children down there that are hungry and starving. Youths that are looking on the street now for something to eat. And this is why they're turning to these bad crimes, that they're going to have to work for these government brutes, and they're going doing kidnapping, and they're doing armed robberies, and they're doing all this kind of stupidness because they're hungry, and it's nothing more than hunger. So we up here have to help them.
Yes, thank you very much for that. Well said. And please, can you continue the mobilization in whatever way you can, be it contacting people in advance of the areas we're going to. Also, making sure that the people that contact you, I know there are a few hundreds of them, that they do the right thing, which is to go onto the Facebook page and to continue to add their friends until we get to 1 million members. It is important that we place Radio Biafra in every every part of the world, so to speak. Either consciously or unconsciously, we must get people talking about Biafra. Add everybody on your Facebook page. Don't just do A, B, C to Z. Try a combination of names. Try a combination of alphabets to try as much as possible to get all your friends to be on Radio Biafra Facebook page. That way, we cannot have the incident in Atlanta anymore, where we've had to go to events here to announce our presence, which went down very well with the people here last night. I must say, in their defense, they kept saying, we didn't know about it, we didn't know. How do we get people to know about Radio Biafra? That is the task for everybody. How do we make it possible for them to know? That is why we keep saying to people, add your friends to the Facebook page. It's not very difficult to do. I don't know if it is laziness, if it is cowardice. I don't know what it is. But a lot of work needs to be done.
And I think that they're afraid to upset their friends. They don't want to just invite them. But this is not the way. You have to invite them. If you are Biafran in heart, then you should be proud of who you are, because Biafrans are an amazing people, intellectual, amazing, loving people. And if you are Biafran in your heart, then you should not be afraid to add your friends. If your friends have a problem with that, they're probably not your friends. And this is what is happening. A lot of people are reluctant to add all their friends in because they say, oh, this one might not like it, and I might have to contact them all individually. No, add them. And if they wish to delete, that's their personal view. Then there's there on the right hand side, they can just click delete. That's nice and easy for them. But if you are true and you can stand and have pride in your country, and pride in what your ancestors have done and what they have suffered through, and in yourself you should have pride, and then say, yes, I'm Rafran, and if you don't like it, there's the delete button, but I know who I am, and if you're my friend, you'll stay by me and be my friend. At the moment, we've only dipped our toe in the ocean. There are millions and millions of Rafrans and Igbos across the world. We only have, what, 47,000? That is nothing. There is millions out there. We need to keep adding. We need to keep bringing it forward and add everybody, because you might add somebody that's in England and they might know somebody that's Rafran. You know, you don't know who knows who. Add all your friends and they will all come out and they will all come forward. And I cannot stress this enough. If you need help, inbox me, inbox Radio Breath, and we will try to help you to go through if you're having problems trying to load up on, in, you know, on the box. Because this is something that we really need to do. And then another part of it is they really need, you know, to go so that they can start listening in and then contributing. Because very shortly we want to be ready with our transmitter, and this is that we're working towards, and we cannot and this will give us the ability to protect your brothers and sisters back home.
Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you for your for the wonderful work that you're doing, and I don't know where you get your strength. I don't even know where you get your appreciation of the people of Biafra from, but thank you very much for all the work that you're doing. We very much appreciate it, myself and the entire Biafran family. Thank you. That was Karamonde calling from England, from London, to be very precise. And the work that she's doing is quite amazing for somebody who has nothing to gain by supporting Biafran people. She's there doing it. And then when people then turn around and tell me that they have not heard about Radio Biafra, it makes me want to do something very, very atrocious. Let us go and try and take this call. Please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra broadcasting from Atlanta in Georgia in the United States. Please.
Yes, my name is Uchame from London, United Kingdom.
Yes, go ahead. Please, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to say a very big thank you to all Biafrans and friends of Biafra who have been calling in to contribute to the exclusive Radio Biafra live program from live broadcast from Atlanta, Georgia, United States. And I'm not going to make any reference to what has been contributed, but I also want to say that the issue of Biafra, as I've been saying since yesterday, that is a call for all of us, for all Biafrans, all Igbos, everybody that loves freedom and justice. So this is a burden, this is a responsibility for all of us. It does not belong to anybody, any one person. It is a collective responsibility, and so everybody should come out and support this cause. The cause is for emancipation of a race. A race at the brink of extinction. If we leave our race, we are going to be extinct in no distant time. A lot of things have been happening in Nigeria. Everybody is seeing it. Even the international community are aware of it. But they cannot come and fight our cause unless we bring it to them, unless we make our case and place it in a strategic position on the world stage. And there is no other time than now. This is the time, no other time. So anybody telling you that he does not know about Biafra, or that he hasn't heard about it, or that he has not been mobilized, that person is shaking his responsibility, and the person is not serious, especially if that person is a Biafran. So Radio Biafra, from my own perspective, is doing an important work.
And Uche, please hold on where you are. Uche, stay where you are, please. You're important to us. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the
hello, phone. Hello, this is Wilson from. This is Wilson from London.
Wilson from London, please go ahead. London is dominating our discussion this evening. Karamonde has called. Uche Mefo is through to us on Skype. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, Nandi. There is a word that I hear there, I get angry. If I will continue hearing such a voice, I will tell you, my brother, can close that computer and come back here. I'm saying this. I hate to hear somebody using words, killing innocent Nigeria Christians. How long shall they be killing Igbos? I hate to hear somebody using a word killing innocent Christians. Why does it? Why? See the practice for a very long time. For a very long time, I've been living in Jos. An evil woman was pregnant. They put knife on her belly and pull a child out of her belly. I hate somebody. Our gods are using this word, and they are not killing only the Igbos. And so I hate to hear. If it will continue like that, close, could come back here. And again, I wanted tell those people calling from Dallas or whatever things that they call it. Tell them say before you are coming there. America means a lot for us. Why is it that you went, you go there now, they start looking for people? Why are we always late? Why are we always late? You see, when our enemy will try to organize themselves, we start looking at what are to them now. Then it's too late. I have to. They are killing Christians in Nigeria. They are killing Biafrans, my brother. I'm getting angry to hear such a thing. This is a political word. Hello?
We are listening attentively. We are listening attentively to what you have to say. We don't want to interrupt. So we are listening very, very attentively to what you're saying.
It's been a long time. They are killing evil people. They are killing Biafrans. They are killing Biafrans.
Thank you very much. We will take that. Of course, we know they're killing
us. They can kill themselves.
Yes. We know they're killing
us. I have to hear bunkum. That's your language. That bunkum. This is total bunkum. Let them organize it. I know you will go back there again. You will go back to that Atlanta and they need to come out. If they don't want to come out, let us close this in. Let us face them. Let them kill us. Let them wipe us. We die. What the hell?
I understand your frustration. Thank you very much. You see, a lot of people are angry and very, very frustrated. We are not, of course. Maybe he didn't quite hear me when I said that Atlanta is beginning to wake up. Maybe you people do things a bit differently here, but not to both of you who have shouldered the burden, who have come out to do this. But that this is Radio Biafra. We speak our mind on Radio Biafra. People are encouraged to speak. Or say what is on their mind. We hope that Texas would not be as disappointing as Atlanta is. If Texas is disappointing as Atlanta, we'll cut short our trip to the United States and go to Canada and return to England and tell our people that those of them here in the United States are not serious about Biafra. They talk about Biafra there. You see them on Facebook and on the internet writing all manner of rubbish about Biafra. When it comes down to it, they are found wanting. The selfishness here is magnified 10,000 times. They say that some Igbo people are selfish. The amount of selfishness I am seeing in Atlanta is astonishing. It is mind-blowing. People care about themselves, their jobs, their families, and their parties they are going to. They do not care about Biafra well enough to come out to support what is being done on their behalf. But we hold out hope for them. We still have Uche Mefo on Skype. I believe, Uche, you're still there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, please go ahead. You heard one of our callers from England who was very upset with the United States people and what they are doing. The disappointment is palpable. It is palpable, palpable, palpable. It is very, very sad, but we're moving ahead all the same regardless. Please go ahead.
Yes, it's still based on what I was saying, that the issue of Biafra belongs to all of us. But we are not going to be discouraged by those who are trying to pour cold water on what we are doing. Because for me, Biafra is coalition of the willing, if I can use the phrase of George W. Bush Jr. It is a coalition of the willing, but we need steadfastness, we need focus, we need to maintain the tempo. There is no going back. Anybody who is thinking that Biafra, the campaign for Biafra, the agitation for Biafra is going to die down this time around is mistaken. And Bilia Human Rights Initiative is in court next week, precisely on Tuesday. So every Biafran, every true Biafran should come out and support these the legal precedent, the legal the lawsuit against Nigeria. This is a landmark case because for the first time in the history of Biafra, this is the first time the issue is being taken to the court. And the Nigerian court has not done anything. The Nigerian government has not done anything until you know the case is brought to their law court. So the same way, the international community is not going to do anything unless the Biafrans come together and make their case, and make their case more forcefully, more compelling, that nobody can dispute that. So as a matter of fact, nobody is going to fight this this battle for us. Nobody is going to give us Biafra. We are going to get Biafra ourselves. Freedom is not cheap. We have to fight for it whichever way, in whatever capacity we can, in order to get that freedom. It is never given. So people who are thinking that Biafra is going to come on a plot of good are hallucinating. But Radio Biafra and Bidey Human Rights Initiative are unrelentless in this in their resolve to continue to push for the quest for Biafra realization. There is no going back. The people of Atlanta you are talking about, if they like, they can wake up. If they don't like, they can continue sleeping. But there is no going back. We don't need, to be honest, we don't need 100% unity to achieve Biafra. But we need committed few. And if we get 100%, that's fine. But we don't have to be discouraged. We don't have to be discouraged. We will continue to do what is right and what is just.
Yes, I think Uche, I'm sorry, I agree with you totally in what you're saying, but what we need to do is we need to go to all these groups in Atlanta and take down all their names of all the people in case they move from here to another place. Maybe when Biafra comes, they will need visa to come back to where, to the land of their ancestors. But anyway, mind you, some of them are not even coming. Some of them won't even come in. They see this place as their home, that they belong here. Their children are now Americans. They speak a type of English that I find very difficult to understand. And you can't blame them. They have found their niche in life. They are in America, working, doing 20, 30 jobs in a day. And they feel that they have made it. And they have forgotten. It tells us about the mentality of our people. This idea that that type of mentality is the type of mentality that when people complain about these governments not giving them visa or how bad they are, I say to them, look at yourself, search your own soul to see how dark it is. You don't care about other people, but you want developed societies to care about you. It just doesn't square up. It doesn't make any sense. We went about yesterday announcing to them in no uncertain terms that we are here. We told them a few things were distributed, and we still do not know why the take-up is not commensurate with the number of people you have inhabiting this space called Atlanta in Georgia, United States. It is not just happening here. We must be very, very frank about it. Yes, please go ahead and conclude, because we need to get this sermon from the Bible. Please go ahead.
Yeah, there is no, you have said it all. I mean, the people of Atlanta have not come out. They are still doing whatever they do. They feel that they are safe in the United States of America. It's just like but when it happens to them or any member of their family, they will understand the implications. And just like you said, some of them are permanently in the United States of America, but we are not going to be deterred by their action, by their non-responsive position or posture to the issue of Biafra. Biafra is moving forward. The campaign is on. We are resolute in what we are doing. And whether they come or not, no going back. That is just what I have to say.
Yes, and to Buttress, thank you very much for that. And to, before you go, I must leave you with this. Of course, I know that you're also listening live. Is that with something that George Agogwa posted, one of the admins on Radio Biafra London page. He was quoting Aung San Suu Kyi, the Burmese freedom fighter. What she said, it's a woman for that matter. What she said, it is better to die fighting for freedom than to live life in slavery. This is what we are going to leave for our people in Atlanta, wherever they may be. That it is better to die fighting for what you believe in than to die living like a slave. Because if you do more than one job in a day, more than 8 hours, you are a certified slave if you don't know it. Also, we should never let our fears prevent us from doing what we know is right. That is the mantra of Radio Biafra. We are unrelenting, regardless of what they do. Even if all of them in Atlanta were to go and enlist and join the Nigerian army and wear Nigerian army uniform to come against us, we will fight against them should it come to that extent. But we know it hasn't come to that yet. We are unrelenting in our pursuit for Biafra, anchored on truth and honesty. We are not going to waver, not an inch. We are not going to slacken. We are not going to prevaricate. There is no way on this earth we are going to, in any way, shape or form, retreat. Neither are we going to surrender, because this is Radio Biafra. This is where the voice of our people is projected to the ends of the earth. And this is a place where we discuss Biafra without fear or favor. If you don't like it, you try and repent. If you don't like it, you try and change. This is Radio Biafra, and we are speaking to you this evening from Atlanta in Georgia. We must also make an exception that our brothers here in the studio, Martin and Cletus, I'm not sure they slept yesterday. They have been fighting very, very hard. They have been fighting exceptionally hard, making sure that the message of Biafra is heard in and around Atlanta here in Georgia. A few of them, after hearing my speech yesterday, was very, very happy about it. A few of them were pleased about it. They said they were going to do something. We are still waiting for them to do that very thing they promised us that they were going to do. They know that this is Radio Biafra. When you say something, we hold you to account. We hold you to account, please. If you're joining us once again, we are welcoming you. We are coming to you from Atlanta in Georgia. And our headline this evening is Boko Haram attack on a Mopo, what is called a riot police compound, continues to dominate our headlines. Also, that Theophilus Danjuma, who owns oil block in the area of Nigeria that he does not come from, this same man who is responsible for the death of Agyi Ironsi, the butcher, the coward butcher of Agyi Ironsi, who arrested Agyi Ironsi at Fajui's premises in Ibadan, led him away, tied him up and shot him, as only a cowardly soldier from the North could, is now telling us that Nigeria is bad, that the leadership have failed Nigeria. Our people are not listening. We are telling our brothers and our sisters in Atlanta that even of course, maybe we shouldn't call them that. Some of them are American citizens. We should be saying we are talking to the Americans who are answering Igbo names in Atlanta. There are Americans with Igbo names in Atlanta. To remember that name that they are bearing comes from somewhere. They owe an obligation and a duty to the people still left in that place that they migrated from to try and save them. After all, it is the Jews in the United States of America, the worldwide Zionist movement that helped establish the state of Israel. You don't have to come. Maybe are you people saying that if you help us get Biafra, you leave Hamburger here and come and stay with us? Is that their fear, that if we get Biafra, we'll force them to come back and live at home? They'll live Hamburger and good life in Atlanta. Is that the problem?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think the problem here with a lot of our people, Igbo people, other Biafrans, is what I consider to be mental and spiritual barriers. They have, it's like their mind is blocked. There is something keeping them from understanding anything. So the moment you make the mention of Biafra, there's this ambivalence, there's this defense.
It's a veil of ignorance, isn't it?
Yes. So, and this is where the message of Radio Biafra comes in, to destroy these barriers that the enemy has set in the mind of the people. They must come down.
Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra from Atlanta in Georgia in the United States. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello. Yes, Nnamdi, this is Rita Anibog. I'm calling from Lagos, Nigeria.
My dear sister, Rita Anibog from Lagos in Nigeria, you're welcome to the program. What would you like to say?
God bless you, Nnamdi.
Thank you very much.
I just want to really appreciate you on your effort. I'm praying that God will see us through.
Amen.
What is really bothering me this evening is that our people are being killed every day in the northern part of this country, and they are still there. I don't know how we'll announce it again. I don't know how we'll say it again. Let them come home. When they come home to Biafra land, I know they will not die.
Of course, they won't die of hunger. Nobody's going to kill them. Can you hear me? The line is unstable. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Nnamdi. Can you hear me?
Yes, you are cutting out. Please say that again about our brothers coming back to where they belong and sisters, as a matter of fact.
Yes, what I'm saying is that our brothers and sisters in the northern part of the country should come back home. Udukaku, let them come home. Yes, we know that maybe they are afraid. If they come back home, they may not find life easy. But let them come home with their lives. How many times are we going to be killed before we know that these people hate us? Let them come home. I don't know how you people will broadcast this. I don't know how you people will play this. I don't know how you people will sound this. Let them come back home. We are losing our brothers and sisters every day. Every day. Every day. And I don't know how we are going to stop this. These people hate us. Let us come back home.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. I agree with you in its entirety, what you're saying. But the thing is that you must be reminded also of what happened in the Bible. If you check in the Bible, there are two incidents in the Bible that always comes to my mind. When it comes to our people living in the north, even those living in Atlanta, for instance, it is what happened when God ordered Noah to build an ark. I'm sure you know what happened. You've been reading your Bible.
Yeah.
He was going about telling them. They were laughing at him, saying, "Oh, you're wasting your time." Noah was busy building the ark. When the ark was completed, what happened? All these people laughing at Noah, they all perished. Do you remember the case of Lot in the Bible? Have you forgotten Lot and the wife? Our people are behaving like the wife of Lot.
What
are going to gain? Our people have lost their conscience as a human being. As a human being, once your conscience is bleached out of you, you are no more human. You are worse than a vermin. You are nothing because you lack conscience. Our people have had the conscience in them bleached away by forceful acquisition of wealth. Kapate gunos on in. Our people are dying.
I remember that since 1969, during Nigeria Biafran War, it has continued. Boko Haram is another threat on our people, and these people are just staying there. I sincerely, I don't know. I don't know how to drum it down into their ears for them to come back home. I don't know.
They will not come home, and they will die there, and nobody will cry for them. We will tell them. We told them in 2009. We are going to play that very tape that we broadcast in 2009, where we warned them and told them, "You will be killed in the north." They said, "No, no, no, leave us. We are a one Nigeria." Because our people, I can't understand the mentality of our people.
Nigeria cannot be one.
It hits me. Go ahead.
And the Nigeria, I don't know. We are not Nigerians. We are Biafrans. And thank God that God is using you people at this time. And I know that what our people fear most is war. There may not be any war. Even if war will come.
Yes.
Let war come.
Thank you very much. Even if it is going to come, let it come. And this is a lady living in Lagos, not in Atlanta, where life is very cozy. She is living in Lagos, agitating and fighting for her own freedom, and people here eating hamburger has forgotten what it means to save their own people. Thank you very much, my sister, and God bless you and continue the work that you're doing for your country, Biafra, in this case, not Nigeria. Thank you very, very much. Yes, please, go ahead.
Yes, I made mention of mental, spiritual barriers that Satan can put in people's minds. And this is why some people can't believe in God, no matter what you say. They have no faith at all. And this is what is affecting our people now. So the work Radio Biafra is doing is very, very important to educate, to enlighten, and illuminate the minds of our people. And also, we add to this prayers, because we are dealing with spiritual struggle here, and our people don't seem to understand it. But let me tell you something, because the powers that rule the world rule with sorcery and black magic and the casting of spells. And this is why our people are the way they are. They are like people that have been overwhelmed with spells. They can't move. They can't do anything. They are lazy in their minds. They can't think straightforwardly. In a situation like this happening in Nigeria, our people are being destroyed every day. And all you can tell me is, I don't have time. Hey, I have this party. I have this rubbish. Okay, continue partying until all your families are destroyed in Nigeria. Then we know what will become of you. You will have no homeland to go to. So this is why it is important to wake up yourselves. Arouse yourselves from your sleep. You are in a deep slumber, and you claim to be a Christian, and you're dead, and your faith has no works at all. You have a dead faith. If you continue to fear, it demonstrates that you do not love God, because those who love God do not fear their fellow human beings or what a human being can do to them. It is only those who don't know God who continue to fear about what a human being can do to them.
Yes.
You read your scriptures, don't you?
I'm not sure they do. Some of them may have gone to church today, and how much of what has been preached has gone into their heads, I don't know.
I think they have accepted their faith.
Yes. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Turn your system down. Hello?
Hello?
This is Radio Biafra. Please turn your system down and speak to us. This is Radio Biafra from Atlanta in Georgia. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. My name is Josephat Ojike. I'm calling from St. Martin.
From St. Martin. Go ahead, please, Josephat. Go ahead. The world is listening to you. Go ahead.
The world is listening to you. Thank you so much, Nandi. I've been listening to your discussions today. And it's rather unfortunate that we're wasting a whole lot of time trying to talk to our people in Atlanta. They seem not to realize that Radio Biafra, Believe Human Rights Initiative, is the last hope that Biafrans have to free themselves. And if we miss this opportunity, I don't think there is any other opportunity that we will have. So I want to talk briefly on the topics that you have today about T.Y. Danjuma and and Ezendibo. In fact, I don't think that group of people should be called Ohanezendibo. That group is supposed to be called Ohanezendibo. So, first of all, Danjuma is talking, and the people are clapping for him, that Nigeria, leadership of Nigeria has failed. Well, the only thing we can tell Danjuma is good afternoon, or rather good morning, because he's just waking up. He's one of the architects of Nigerian disaster, and he's coming to tell the whole world that they failed. Well, I don't know how many Igbos that are listening to him, that this is a person that murdered our people. This is the same person that killed us. I don't know why our people are still hellbound and being in Nigeria. I like the name that you have given them. the zoo called Nigeria.
The Zoological Republic of Nigeria. It is a zoo full of wild animals. It is a zoo. In fact, some people have even warned me to stop insulting wild animals and focus on the fools that inhabit that space. It is worse than a zoo.
I think it's a cemetery, Nambi. It's a cemetery where dead people live. Nobody is alive in that country, because if you are listening to a person that has murdered our people, and yet when you are talking to our fellow brothers and sisters in the U.S., they feel that, oh, who are you to talk to us? They have parties to go. Well, let them continue in their party, but let them know. What I'm going to tell them is what Mordecai told Esther, that they may continue, but the Jews, meaning the Igbos, the Biafrans, will have help from another angle. And they don't know whether they came to America for such a time as this. That's all I have for them. But now I want to bring in something that is not part of the discussion today, and that has to do with your person. There is something that you have been saying that I personally do not like. That has to be that when Biafra is realized that you will not take part in any elective office, my brother, I quite disagree with you on that. We need you now, or we need you later. In fact, we need you much, much later than we need you now. So I think it's your personal desire, but I want you to just keep it aside for now, because definitely, wherever you may be, we will bring you out and we will need you, and you have to, you know, help to reposition our country. That's Biafra land. That's one. Number two is that something is missing in this struggle. What is missing in this struggle is the militant aspect of it. It's time for us to have a militant aspect to this struggle. That's the only way the world will listen. That's the only language Nigeria understands. That's violence. In a zoo, they only understand violence. They fight. So we have to have the militant group of this struggle. We may not even call it militant. We will call it the defense group. We have to defend our people. So that when an Igbo person, when a Biafra is killed in the north, up north, then a northerner will be killed in the eastern Nigeria. That's all I want to say. I don't want to dominate the airwaves. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you very much for calling from St. Martin. We are very, very grateful for your call. We like what you have said. In fact, I am going to adopt your tag for the useless zoo. It is now a cemetery as well. The Zoological Republic of Nigeria, also featuring a cemetery. It is a hopeless place. Anybody who opens his or her mouth to say, I am a proud Nigerian, anyway, they call us black monkeys. So what else do I have to add to that? This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The call on Skype. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Nandi Carlo, director. Sunday,
yes. How are you? Go ahead. You're calling from the UK, is that correct?
Yeah, from UK. Yeah, please. From Surrey in UK.
From Surrey in the UK, please. Go ahead.
Yes. My brother, about Atlanta of a thing, the only thing I want to suggest or to say about mobilizing our people in every other place where you go, is I have a thing. Like today I went to church, yeah, and the only thing that came to my mind, I always think about how we're gonna move forward with Biafran thing, and the thing that came to my mind while I was in the church today was, because I remember 2 years ago when my mom died, and I have to go and I think I paid a little bit of money. And also, I did an announcement in my church. I have to go to the office and and pay some money. They do it in Igbo land as well, like to pray for somebody, you know, from who died for the soul of Mr. and Mrs. or Mrs. somebody. So like this. I believe every other churches do it, because I know Catholic Church in my place and in Nigeria, they do it. I think we could request for a prayer for Biafra case against in Nigeria, just to, you know, remind people, oh, there's something like this. Because when somebody comes to churches, you know, like my Catholic church, if somebody comes to church and the announcement come, and he says, "Oh, we want to, you know, pray for Biafra against the case of Nigeria." And a lot of people who have not heard about, oh, because I've spoken with so many people, and they will say to me, "Oh, is the Biafra thing still going on?" I say, "Yes, you know, we have the indigenous people of the Biafra who is the elders. We have Radio Biafra bringing all the Biafrans together." Some people do not know, you know, like, I'm going to do it in my own parish. I will just go, I think, you know, it's like donation. You can just give any amount, pick a piece of paper, write your request, and it will come on the newsletter, and it will also come in, you know, in announcement towards the end of the service. I know they do it in Nigeria. I don't know if they have a certain amount of money you have to pay, or maybe if you have to give what, you know, you want to give to the church, then they make request. I think that's a big way forward. I mean, I know how many Catholic churches we all attend in the whole world as a whole, you know. It's just something that came to my mind.
Yes, it's a very good idea, but I will tell you what happened yesterday, because this is Radio Biafra, you know. We don't even have time to finish saying the truth, talk less of lying or misrepresenting the fact. We went to a wedding yesterday, and our brothers here did a lot of work, working the circuit and speaking to a lot of people and distributing the stickers which we bought and gave to them to go and stick on their refrigerators and a few other places that they may deem it fit to do so. We also went to an event organized by Olu people where we met some of our veterans. We spoke to them. They gave me the floor and I spoke to them. They all applauded, but we have not heard from them since that yesterday. So we want to find out what is keeping them, what is stopping them, what is stopping the people that got the message from telling somebody else. They have made phone calls from that yesterday to nothing less than 10, 15, 20 people. They're all on Facebook. So what is difficult about propagating? People are saying, "Oh, we don't know." How do you know? You propagate what you have, the information you receive, you tell somebody else close to you to say, that's how you spread message.
Yeah.
If Radio Biafra is Radio Oduduwa or Radio Arewa, you will not need, people will be looking for it. How can Radio Biafra be on air for over a year? People are telling me they have not heard about it. We have nearly 50,000 people on Facebook. How do you want us to tell you? By coming to your bedroom and telling you about it?
Now, but one thing you will know is hearing the news about Radio Biafra is one thing, and perceiving it and taking it into yourself, in the, you know, to participate in, or even to make a time to listen. Because the key point of this is listening to Radio Biafra, you will be convinced. Yeah, because I don't go into argument with people now. What I do is I refer them to Radio Biafra website. You can download the previous, you know, broadcast. That is a very big evidence, and, you know, a very big way to convince people about what Radio Biafra is doing. Because what they do, they compare Radio Biafra with Masob. You know, that's the big comparison they make. Because when they look at what the Masob is doing, they go, "Oh, another Biafra again. Oh, I thought we finished with this Biafran thing." No, I keep going on and on and on and on and on. So I think, you know, like what you said, is telling people is one thing, is, you know, for them to receive it, you know, the way they receive the news that was given to them is another thing, you know.
Thank you very much for your call. As enlightening as always, we have taken your views on board. We will now announce it to them and say, wherever we are going, if you're going to Bible school, to Sunday school, or to Bible class, or to vigil, or to whatever thing you're doing, tell your pastor to announce to people that there is something called Radio Biafra. We don't want to hear all these excuses anymore. We've not heard. Tell your pastor to ask the congregation, go to www.radiobiafra.co. Go to Google and type in Radio Biafra. You can't miss it. They go online, they work with computers, they have iPad, they have iPhone, they have this, they have Windows Phone. Type in Radio Biafra. How difficult is that to do? For goodness sake, if somebody is finding it so hard to write Radio Biafra in their search engine, how on earth are they going to help you fight and win Biafra? You can't do something as mundane as typing in Radio Biafra into your search engine. What else are you alive for?
Thank you very much for coming. And another thing is, you know, it's quite saddened that, you know, most time when we come to Radio Biafra, you know, that's the issue. Like the headlines of the day, you know, we barely touch it. You know, all we'll be going in, like, you know, like last month or earlier this month, we've been talking about supporting Radio Biafra most time until the editorial board said we're not going to hammer on it again. And now you've been to America, or you know, your first state, if I can say so, is just in Atlanta, Georgia. And you know, every day we've been hammering off the people of Biafra in Atlanta. You know, we don't even touch, you know, like the headlines of the day, which I think a lot of people would like to, you know, to comment on. Even came to my mind that you might have to go back again to Atlanta, because once you finish touring, I believe we will have a huge number of people calling from Atlanta. They will call you back for another visit.
Maybe Uche Mefo and Dr. Egemba will come.
If it's possible, I will join him.
Yes, or yourself, or Barrister Mamuzu, or whoever is interested to come, because I go to places where there are natural born Biafrans, where Biafrans are ready and waiting. It's receiving the good news. That is where I want to go to. I don't have that type of temperament, I'm afraid. I don't have that type of patience. But other people may, but I don't. If you are born of Igbo blood, you should have Biafra in you as a natural consequence of your birth. Biafra, to be free, is a part of your makeup. To be free should be who you are. How can we be creating autonomous communities? Don't these people come from autonomous communities back home? They're all from autonomous communities. What
do they do? But when they go back, they don't even get to their village. They end up in Lagos.
Let's take this call, please. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
Yes, the caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, please.
I'm Wankwa Kingsley, please. I'm coming from Belgium.
Wankwa Kingsley from Belgium. Go ahead.
Yeah. Nandi, we are thanking for your joke. Well done.
Thank you.
Hey, Nandi, we are listening to your news for a broker from Atlanta, but we are not surprised about American people. Because we know that all of them, they have been for America for more than 40 years. They're talking about to go back to Nigeria.
Yes. Go ahead.
I have a brother from my family. He's been to America for more than 40 years. He hasn't come back to Nigeria. He was there. His mother is dead. His three brothers are also so dead. He's not talking about to go back to Nigeria. So we're talking about Nigeria to Africa, and therefore to them. They don't even care. But we are thanking you for your work well done. But we know that everything will come through.
Amen, 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 and amen. Thank you very, very much. Let us go and see if we can take this call as well. Dr. Egemba, do we have you on Skype?
Yes, you do.
Yeah,
yes,
Nnamdi. Go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, let me put this quickly. The caller who called, I think, from St. Stephen's or one of those.
St. Martin's,
yes. Saying that you should rethink about your what you said about not contesting an elected deposition. Obviously, I want to thank him and maybe others who may have the same thought for their confidence. But this is a sort of, it is not actually a collective something, but everyone in the editorial board of Radio Biafra has come to that conclusion that we will not take part or put ourselves forward for any elected or electoral position. I am one of those, and most of us in the editorial board, we are putting ourselves out of that, if you like, call it misery. There is a lot of ways we can serve Biafra land, not only through elected position. I don't have the ambition to be a president of Biafra or any elected position. But if Biafra people want me to serve them in any capacity as a loyal citizen, as a loyal servant, I will oblige, say, okay, you want me to do this, you feel you consider me worthy enough to render this service to my people, I will consider it. But to put myself forward and dragging to be this or that, then it's other people say, okay, no. we want to be neutral from that position so that people will see us the way we are. So this is not a collective decision from the editorial board, but it is the view held by, if not all members of the editorial board, including myself, so that when we are fighting for Biafra, we go at full steam without thinking, I have to be careful saying this so that when I come to contest, it will not hurt me. No. That is why we are saying what we are saying with full authority, so that nobody will say, you are massaging the truth. We are being economical with the truth. It is better we are charged for treason or charged for libel for saying the truth than to hold it, to massage it, to deceive our people. So, in as much as we will accept and accept the honor people will place on us to say do this and that, but for a literal position, no. But in another separate matter, with the as a contribution to the issue that is being discussed. Yes, the issue of Biafra, it is a calling. There is what we call Biafran consciousness. It is not something that could come anyhow. You don't buy it. You don't transfer it. It comes naturally. And the way people talk, you will find from the words coming out from people's mouth, if they have got that epidemic of Biafran consciousness, if it is imbued in them, if they have acquired it, it is not transferable. So the way people conduct themselves in this struggle, through Facebook page, through our website, through their contribution on the radio, will tell you if they have acquired consciousness, and it will inform what they say, it will inform their action, it will inform whatever contribution they will do, they will make towards the struggle. So my people all over the world, those who are still doubting, yes, there are still a lot of them here, both in Facebook and the...
Hello? Yes, doctor, are you there?
They have the right to be skeptical, but Biafra will definitely be realized in our lifetime. If not, our children, grandchildren will enjoy the benefit of the Republic of Biafra. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and God bless. Yes, we are now going to devote the rest of the program, however long or short it's going to be, to our people here in the studio, to our brothers who have done us very, very proud, who have diligently and without flinching been with us from the very first day we arrived here. They are like the spies that that we are sent to go and investigate and look at the land, and that came back and said indeed we can go in there and fight those people. They have been working very hard all this while. What are you going to take away from what the presence of Radio Biafra here in Atlanta, and how our listeners have responded in terms of our programming and the contributions we have made in terms of advancing the consciousness, advancing the propagation of information, advancing the knowledge that is to be had regarding how we are all going to get Biafra into an honest place?
In all fairness to the people here in Atlanta, like we said, a lot of them didn't have the information about Radio Biafra beforehand.
Yes.
And but since you have been here, we've made a lot of efforts to bring them up, to bring them on. Yesterday there was a wedding here, and also another group of people honoring the women of Biafra. So you have all these people, and they stayed all night long. I myself, having come to the studio here yesterday, and then took the director around to the wedding and to the Olu group, and then I myself, I got to my own house at 4 a.m. That's when I went to bed. The moment I went in, I just crashed, and I'm up again, and I came back here. So I don't know what it is for them. We gave them the information, we gave them the time, we gave them the place, and we haven't seen anybody here. And unfortunately, not even one person from Atlanta has called in. So I don't know what is holding them. I don't know if the enemy's spell is holding them. I don't know what it is. It's as if our people don't care. Or maybe they are at home listening to Radio Biafra. But if you're listening, we want you to call in. We want you to let the world know that this struggle is important to you and that what you heard yesterday was important to you. And that's all I can say for this time. And I don't know if...
Yeah, Chris, have you got anything to add to that? Yes, of course. It's a very, we have two of you. We've been very, very...
I cannot even believe this. You know, yesterday, since, you know, he was here, the director, Nam, the colonel, he was here since Thursday, been making every effort to make sure all Georgians, Biafran Georgians here, know, aware, they participate in this effort and the process, you know, of spreading the news. And most of them says we met, you know, they didn't know. But yesterday we went to a few events, and it was announced, you know, the purpose of coming, visiting them, to let them know what is on the air, that Radio Biafra is on the air, you know. So they have to come and support, you know, bring ideas, you know, knowledge, whatever it is they can bring, you know, in this process to make sure the nation of Biafra will be realized. And up to now, I'm surprised I have not seen any single of them, you know, or either coming here or calling on the phone. I don't know what it is. And they, I can say we keep hope alive, you know, but yesterday they were excited that they'll be coming and make their own contribution or support, or they go to internet and they listen to Radio Biafra. I cannot rule it out, you know, they are not interested, but probably they went home late last night, and maybe they couldn't get up for time today. So I don't know what it is, but we're still hoping they will be they are coming today before the day is over.
Yes, we do hope so. It could be work. All of you work exceptionally hard here. It could be work related. We are hoping that it isn't, and that things will move forward from now onwards, that the message that we spread has gone. The only way they can be forgiven is if they take it upon themselves to reinvite Radio Biafra back to Atlanta, as they were saying yesterday, that they would have preferred to have invited Radio Biafra to come, and then things could have been done. You have an Igbo hall. That's an Igbo hall. You even have I even saw the late leader's portrait on the wall. Ojukwu's picture was there. Two pictures, as a matter of fact. That is what he stood for, and that is what we are fighting for. Even the United States of America have advised their citizens to leave Nigeria, the northern part of Nigeria. And that is where some of our people are, and we need to help them get out. For some reason, we got some things wrong. The number on Facebook is wrong. It's been to other people, so we do apologize. The number to call is +1 404 789 8796. I repeat, +1 404 789 8796. We'll try and make sure we take your calls from tomorrow. It's been a pleasure having you with us. This is not the end of our program. We have another Atlanta special this evening at 7 o'clock. We told them we'll give them another chance this evening. Atlanta special around 7 o'clock this evening. In the next 3 hours, to be precise, we'll be on air again. That will be around about midnight. Around about midnight in London or in Biafra land, or around about, yes, it's around about midnight or so. We'll be broadcasting again from Atlanta, because we told them that we'll have a special Atlanta broadcast dedicated to our stay in Atlanta, as we will do everywhere else. Due to the time difference, we are asking them, if you finish your work, you come to us 7 p.m. So if you rejoin us around 7 p.m. Atlanta time in the next 3 hours, to be precise, then you will be able to receive Radio Biafra again this evening. We'll be going to downtown now. Is that correct? We want to see downtown Atlanta. We have not seen it. Yes?
Yeah.
We'll go and see downtown Atlanta today and see what they have to offer, and begin the ceaseless task of making sure that one or two of other people turn up. Cletus and Martin has been relentless in that. They have done very, very well. Even the number that we are using for Radio Biafra, Martin bought it for us. They've been feeding us also all this while. They have done very, very well, worked very hard. The skill that Cletus possesses, which is into sales and marketing, we have been marketing Radio Biafra since we arrived. We cannot thank them enough. They have done excellently well. When the wars around Atlanta will fall, we ask God to spare two of them and their families. They are the only people worth sparing in Atlanta at the moment. Our brother Cletus and Martin, only two of you are worth sparing in Atlanta. And we ask God to please continue to provide, to guide, and to protect you and your families. You have done exceedingly well for us. And Chidera is also in the studio running all over the. If there's any noise coming, it is her making the noise because she's taking calls. I'm going out and coming back in. This is Radio Biafra. I'm Nnamdi Kanu here in Atlanta, in Georgia. We are saying good night where you are. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. But from us, it is good. We'll say good afternoon until 7 p.m. this evening. Please do not forget to rejoin us. Radio Biafra will be on air again in the next 3 hours. Thank you and God bless you.
Hello.